Today we are talking about the Jacksonville mayor's race coming up on Tuesday.
Right.
And where does the business community stand on these four candidates? Would you say there's one front runner as the business candidate here? Who's the business community writing the biggest Valentine to?
Lenny Curry. I mean, he's got the chamber. Lenny has got a lot of support from big business people. The big person he got, and this was last year, was Peter Rummel. Rummel kind of acts as the Pied Piper for a lot of people in the business community. They look to him as telling them, you know, hey, this is the guy who's going to best serve us in the next 4 years. And he is now behind Lenny Curry.
Moving on to the other Republican on the ticket, that's Bill Bishop. Mm-hmm. Not as much support.
No, and I think, you know, as we've said, that the business community pretty much early on in 2014 picked sides. And by the time Bill Bishop came along, the sides had been picked and the big money had been targeted. So there are small businesses certainly supporting Bill Bishop, but the big checks, the $10,000, $20,000 checks, those are going between Curry and the mayor.
What's interesting about Bill Bishop, though, is he's the only candidate to really openly support an expanded human rights ordinance to protect gay and transgender people. And that's something that the business community has asked for to make themselves more competitive in hiring. But that doesn't seem to have helped him gain business support.
No, it doesn't. And what question does that raise? Maybe the HRO to the business community isn't the make or break issue. I don't think it is. They certainly support it, but it's not going to be the first things on their mind when they come to contributing campaigns.
Mayor Alvin Brown.
Well, he's Shad Khan's guy. He's Rob Clements, the CEO over at Everbank, has come out for him. And they did this early. They came out last year in support of Brown.
And at the same time, you have the mayor out on the campaign trail bringing up private-public partnerships at every stop and talking about how he is very close with Governor Scott and very pro-business at every turn.
Yes, that's nothing new for the mayor. The mayor has always been pushing the three Ps, so-called private-public partnerships. If you take a look at how well he's done that, it's kind of a mixed bag. But he has always had a very strong connection with the business community and the private sector, no doubt.
And of course, the other candidate on the ballot is Omega Allen, not affiliated with any party, likes to talk about how she is a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
And where is the support for her?
Well, as is the support for her from the general population, it's small. It's very small. And just speaking purely financially, she's not a player in this race.
So the business community sees either Curry or Brown really as somebody who will help them the most if they're elected.
Yes, I don't think there's a big sense either one of them would be a disaster and that the business community in general could live with both of them. But there are nuanced differences that are pushing money one way or another.
Business analyst John Burr, thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you.